Sunday Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Millie Bruce, Roy Glenn, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, Amos and Andy. Wife Sapphire and her mother have been saving their money for a vacation at the seashore. Although it's only April, they've decided to take an early vacation and beat the crowd. Right now, Sapphire, her mother, and the Kingfish are having a little family discussion over dinner on where they should go.
I think we ought to go to the seashore.
Well, I'd be miserable at the seashore. I think we ought to go to the mountains.
The seashore is much better.
I hate the ocean. I tell you, you can't beat the mountains.
Look at that, Baldy. We are going to the seashore. And if you mention mountains once again, I'm going to take this rough rope and bounce it off that big head of yours. What are you going to say to that?
Just one thing. By the sea, by the sea. By the...
I know you're back down, you miserable, sniveling weasel, you.
You know, Mama, you really are a sour old lady. Tell me something. Did the salt bring you, or did you crawl out of a pickle barrel?
Now, look, George Stevens, me and Mama is paying for this vacation, and we're going to the seashore.
Now, listen, I was always embarrassed to be seen on the beach with you two. Everybody turned around and stares at you.
Does not.
Well, how about last summer when we went to Atlantic City? The fellow that runs the aquarium on the steel pier complained about you two. He claimed you and Mama was taking the play away from the octopus.
There's no sense of arguing, George. We is going to the beach and that's final.
Yeah. We is paying the freight on this trip. You just haul your big fat carcass where we tell you.
Now, I want you to take it and go down to a travel agency and make us a reservation at some nice seaside resort.
Yeah, that's it. Damn it down my throat like everything else around here. You think for once that you take me into consideration. I got feeling like everybody else. After all, I am a human being that needs love and affection and understanding and...
Cut it out, Mother McCree. You're breaking my heart.
You say Kingfish and Sapphire and her mommy insist on going to the seashore this year, huh?
Yes, and they calls it a vacation, but, well, the real purpose is to try to hook a man for Mama, you see.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as they checked into the hotel, the nuptialating maneuver starts.
Sapphire's Mama really throws out hook to catch a man, huh?
Yeah, but I'm afraid at her age, the beard is a little too stale. That old lobster pot ain't had a nibble for the past 18 years.
Yeah, I guess she is the kind of a catfish that it's a pleasure to throw back, all right.
Well, you know, she did come pretty close last summer.
Yeah?
Yeah, some old boy seed her rocking on the front porch of the hotel and he fell for it like a ton of bricks. Yeah, he was the perfect man for Mama. 98 years old, weak eyes, loaded with money, and his next of kin was 4,000 miles away.
Well, what done happened?
Well, they had a doctor check the old boy to get a Dow Jones report on his blood pressure. And he guaranteed the old codger would last just about long enough to get through the ceremony.
Yeah.
So she worked fast, you see, and 2 days later, he was walking down the aisle with her.
Yeah, well, how come they never went through with the ceremony?
Well, one of them strange quirks of fate, Andy, that breaks a son-in-law's heart. Mm. Right in the middle of the ceremony, rigor mortis got to the groom.
Holy mackerel, that was bad.
Yes, Andy, when the preacher got to the part about, do you take this man, the undertaker said, I do.
That was a tough break, all right, Kingfish.
I don't know why they want to go to the seashore again. They've been going to the seashore for the past 8 seasons. As far as romance is concerned, the old lady has done smooch with everything around sea level.
Hey, you know something? If she went to the mountains, she might snag something above the timberline. Like me, the eligible moose or something up there.
Well, I better look up some cheap travel agency, I guess. One that ain't too expensive and makes a reservation for the sea show.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Your mama might meet some old fella down there, too. So if you were smart, you ought to go down to Red Cross and learn that artificial respiration. At least that way you'll be able to get him through the ceremony.
Oh, yeah. I see it listed in the paper. Don't look like much of a place, but I guess it ought to be cheap. Let me wipe the dust off the window here so I can see what it says on the poster. Sailings book now on the SS Leviathan. Drinks served beyond the 3-mile limit. Well, this sounds like a big time usher. Let me get in here. Well, that must be the proprietor coming over here.
Well, come right in. What can I do for you, friend?
Well, I'd like to arrange for a trip.
Oh, a pleasure trip?
No, take my wife and mother-in-law.
I see. Plan of the vacation, hey? Well, sit right down in this chair, friend, and let me make you comfortable.
Yeah, well, thank you, mother, but we want to go to the seashore.
The seashore? Why, friend, nobody but nobody goes to the seashore anymore, except squares and seagulls.
Oh, they don't, huh?
Why, certainly not. Now, what you want to do, friend, is go where they're all going this year.
Where is they all going this year?
Where they going, my friend? Why, Lake Chippewa.
Lake Chippewa. Where is that, mister?
Where is it? Why, friend, it's high on the sand dunes overlooking beautiful Hackensack. And, friends, if you take advantage, now you can have the winter race.
Well, the weather, if everybody's going there, it might be all right, I guess, yeah.
Well, now, Bud, you tell me this. How long do you plan to stay?
2 weeks.
I see. And what did you want to spend?
Not over $300.
2 weeks, $300? Friends, you hit it right on the nose.
I did?
Yes, sir. Have the perfect trip, and that's payable in advance.
Yeah, sir. Well, I got the money right here. Perfect trip, huh? Yeah, sir. Well, there you is, right there. $300.
Well, that's fine. Now, here you are. Take some circulars on the place, and here's your reservations at the line. Now, all you have to do is just sign right here.
Yeah, sir.
Naturally, you come under our 3R plan.
Thank you, sir. By the way, what is the 3R plan?
Very simple, friend. No rebates, refunds, or restitution.
No. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's a nice plan. I'm glad to get in there. Thank you very much.
Hello, Ed. This is Jerry at the travel agency. How is everything up there at Lake Chippewa? Season hasn't started yet, huh? Well, patch the roof and chase the chickens out of the bridal suite. I got a party of suckers coming up.
Got the reservation. Now, just leave the office and go on home and tell Sapphire and Mama. They'll probably raise a fuss about not going to the seashore, but I... Well, Calhoun the lawyer, how is you, boy?
Howdy, Kingfish.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, sir, I just dropped over from my office to use your phone.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with your phone, Calhoun?
Well, I explained that to you. You see, last Saturday night, I was awful lonely, so I opened up the phone book and see it on the front page where you can just pick up the phone and say, "Operator, I want the fireman. I want the policeman, or I want the doctor," and they sent one.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, so I picked up the phone and say, "Operator, I want the tall gal with a weak will."
Yeah, well, what did you get?
A short man with a pair of pliers who took out my phone.
I'm glad you dropped in, Calhoun. I want to say goodbye to you, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going on a little vacation, yes, sir. Me and my wife and mama-in-law is going up to Lake Chippewa. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're going to... Lake Chippewa what?
Lake Chippewa.
You don't mean Lake Chippewa up in the hills above Hackensack, does you?
What you laughing like that about? What's the matter?
Kingfish, I sued that dump last year on behalf of two of my clients.
You mean it ain't no mountain paradise?
Ain't nothing but a broken down sack on a dried up lake.
What do you mean? Now, the man give me these circles here and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Must be all right. Look at these. Look.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
Yeah, look at these circles.
Mm-hmm.
You can even tell from the pictures of dump. Oh, I tell you, when Sapphire and Mama find out I done book them a place like this, they gonna kill me dead. D-E-A-D dead.
Well, I guess you got stuck with the reservation. But maybe you can stick somebody else with them. You know they say that there's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah, a sucker born every minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'll go over and have a talk with newborn baby Brown.
Hey, well, you're smart not going to the mountains anyway, Kingfish. You know, that'd be a dangerous place.
They can, huh?
Mm-hmm. My brother worked up at one of them big hotels in Lake Placid last winter as a waiter.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. And he decided to take up skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one day he went up to the top of the big ski jump up there and lowered his head and away he went.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, the only trouble was, in the middle of the air, he lost his balance and come down 300 feet right smack on his head.
Wow, did it hurt him?
Well, I tell you. You know how the waiters up there brings in the meals by balancing a tray on their head.
Yeah.
My brother's the only waiter they got that can serve six people without using a tray.
Well, I hear Andy coming down the hall. I hope I can unload this dump on him.
Oh, hi, Kingfish. Hi.
Well, hi, Brother Andy. You look pretty poorly there. Sit down and unhollow your cheeks there. Let them puff out on you.
Is you and Sapphire all ready for the seashore vacation?
Yes, Andy, but I feel a little conscience struck about you, boy.
About me?
Certainly. I'll be laying there on the seashore breathing in them pure ocean breezes. You'll be up here in New York inhaling all this polluted air.
You say the air here in New York is looted up? What is that?
Yeah, and they took a sample of it and they sent it to the Mill Brothers in a milk bottle. And the Mill Brothers analyzed it and found out with all the automobiles in New York, the air is one part oxygen and two parts carbon peroxide, you see.
That's bad to inhale all that stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah, and the science has found out that the only way to live here in New York is to have some relative over New Jersey do the breathing for you. That's the only way.
That's a mess, all right. How did this come about?
Well, the main reason is that there are 6 million people in New York and only air enough for 3 million, you see.
Well, if that's the case, how come that half of them don't suffragerate?
Well, of course, up till now, half the population has been inhaling while the other half exhales, you see. What I mean? But who knows, Andy, one of these days something might disturb the beat. You liable to take a deep breath and come up shy, you know.
You mean that there ain't no fresh air in New York at all?
No, ain't that. It gets worse, too, all the time. Yeah, you've been down to the railroad station and seen all them crowds hanging around the gates, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, now, you might think they're down there to meet friends, Andy. But actually, they is there to inhale some fresh air off the commuters. That's what they do.
Oh, well, I don't like the idea of breathing no secondhand air, so what else I do?
Well, Andy, the doctor said that if you spend 2 weeks in the country, you can inhale enough fresh air to tide you over the next season, you see.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know where to go or nothing.
Well, now, the Pure Food and Air Commission, they made a survey and found that the purest air in the country is at Lake Chippewa in the beautiful hills of New Jersey.
Yeah, that's really pure, huh?
Pure. And there's 50% oxygen and 50% vitamins.
Mm.
And on top of that, the whole thing has got a penicillin base, you see. I think that I might be able to pull a few strings and get you in at the lodge up there for a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's good. Is it a nice place?
Nice place. Look here at the picture there, Andy. Look at that.
Yeah.
Ain't that nice? They're there, the rustic oak lodge on beautiful Lake Chippewa.
I don't see no oaks. Where is it?
The oaks, well, they done cut them down, Andy. They don't want nothing interfering with the air up there.
Well, it's rustic, all right.
Yeah.
They must have had a lot of rain up there, though. Look at that puddle in the middle of the road.
Andy, that is Lake Chippewa. Lake bed actually goes for miles and miles, you see. The man just happened to take the pitch at low tide.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've got this rock-bottom price on this, Andy. It costs you $300 for the 2 weeks.
Holy mackerel. I'd like to breathe the penicillin and everything, but $300. Oh, no, Kingsley. I think I'll just stay around New York and gasp for breath.
And I forgot to mention something else to you. You know, they didn't call that place Lake Chippewa for nothing. Mm-hmm. It happens to be an old Indian name meaning eat big fresh air and girls.
Kingfish, did you say girl?
Oh, that's right, son.
I'll take it. You just hit on something there that's more important than breathing.
Yeah, now...
Oh, Amos, I'm glad I found you in your office, boy.
Yeah, well, come on in, Andy. What is up?
I just come over to say goodbye. I'm going to take a vacation. Going to get out of the city. You know, the only way you can breathe here in New York is to go down to the station and inhale commuters.
Inhale commuters?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to New Jersey, to Lake Chippewa. That's an old Indian word for a gal named Penicillin.
Now, Andy, what is this all about? Who told you all this stuff that you're telling me now?
The Kingfish explained it to me. He explained it just before I give him $300 for my reservation.
Andy, ain't that the name Lake Chippewa kind of familiar to you a little bit?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, Andy, I tell you what, it was in the newspaper last year. Don't you remember? You remember Calhoun done sued the lodge up there and tried to get some money back for some people who stayed at this lodge up there at the Lake Chippewa. Mm. Oh, it's an awful dump. And Calhoun tried to get the money, but he couldn't get no evidence on them people.
Yeah, I remember that. Sure. Yeah, I guess the Kingfish didn't know about that when he sold me the reservation.
Listen, if you paid him $300, he done gypped you, and that's all it is to it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm going over there and see him.
Yeah, well, what is he going to do?
All his talk about fresh air. I'm going to get my baseball bat and cross-ventilate the top of his head. That's
yeah,
right.
Well, I got my $300 back. I didn't give the money to Sapphire and Mama. Let them make their own reservation. I ain't going to...
Kingfish, stand right where you are.
Oh, Brother Andy, what you doing with that baseball bat? The season ain't open yet.
Listen, in 2 seconds, I'm going to open the baseball season right on the top of your head.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. Now, wait a minute. Now, just calm down here, Andy, old pal.
Yeah.
Now, look here. You wouldn't hurt a man that was wounded in the service of his country, would you?
When was you wounded in the service of your country?
Down at the draft board when they wanted to induct me. The man asked me to raise my hand, sweater, actual hat, 36 dependents. And I jerked it up right quick and threw the collarbone out of the joint there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't forget about
that. Out of the way, Slack. Don't let a veteran go by.
Oh, no, you don't, Kingfish. Wait a minute. Hold on. You ain't going to weasel out of this. That Lake Chippewa ain't nothing but a dump. I thunk that I was going to spend 2 weeks at a nice resort.
Well, now, Andy, now look here. Let me explain this to you.
Yeah.
When I booked you into that miserable dump, I was actually doing it for your own good.
What you mean, my own good?
Yeah, suppose I booked you into some high-class place. You would be embarrassed to go there.
I would.
Oh, cool, sir. Look at you there with them slips in your shoes and that hole in your derby and that patch on the seat of your pants.
No.
You got more ventilation than you would class, boy. If you wanted to go to a high-class place, it'll cost you at least $300 for a decent wardrobe alone.
Yeah, well, I got a couple of suits at home that ain't got no holes in them.
Well, it ain't only that, Andy. It's a nice, cheap dump like Lake Chippewa where you don't have the expenses mounting up on you.
No,
no. Oh, outside of a bottle of DDT and a couple of rat traps, you practically can go as is. You see what I mean? Well, Andy, in them high-class places, they get you going and coming.
They does, huh?
Yeah, Andy. You drives up in a taxi cab at one of these high-class places,
yeah.
And there's a fellow in uniform that opens the cab door. Now, he bows to you, and he holds out his hand. Now, what do you do?
I shake hands with him. I ain't no snob, you know.
No, Andy, you got to slip him a quarter. Grease his palm.
Grease his palm? Couldn't I just give him a 10-cent lube job?
10 cents. Oh, with all them millionaire and dowagers sitting on the front porch there watching you through their lorgnettes.
Lorgnettes? What is them?
Them glasses on a stick. What is known in the 400 a combination periscope and social snorkel, that's what it is.
Yeah, they really got a bead on me, huh?
Oh, yeah, they watch me every minute. And then you gets up on the porch there, and there's another fella in uniform waiting for you there.
I gotta give him a grease job, too, huh?
Well, he's a quarter-ender, or he won't open the door for you.
Well, couldn't I wait for one of them millionaires to go in and sprint through on his backswing?
Oh, no, Andy. That kind of sneaky stuff has done been tried since the gay 90s.
It ain't, huh?
No, Mrs. Harry Plain Whitney caught a bustle in the revolving door, you see.
Well, I don't have bustle trouble, so I'll slip my quarter. At least I got to the lobby, and it only cost me a half a dollar.
Yeah, but that's only the beginning, Andy.
Sure,
when you get up to the desk, the bellboy gonna ask you for your bag. Hmm. He's the fellow with all that gold braid on his shoulder and all them brass buttons and everything. Then you really in trouble.
He is, huh?
Oh, yeah, Andy. You can't hand him that old canvas bowling bag of yours with that extra suit of underwear in it.
No.
You gotta hand him a pigskin suitcase. Or at the worst, a stimulated alligator. That's what you gotta
Well, now, wait a minute, Sheriff. I was only planning to be there 2 weeks. I wasn't figuring on taking no suitcase.
Oh, suitcase or no suitcase, Andy? I'll tell you. They got you no matter what you do. In addition to the two doormen and the bellboy, you got the elevator operator, the floor clerk, the chambermaid. The hotel always makes sure that by the time you get to your room, you can't afford it. Now, that's the way it works.
Holy mackerel, I never thought it'd be that bad.
Oh, I tell you, Andy, you don't know how lucky you is that you was going to a broken-down, miserable dump like Lake Chippewa.
Yeah, I guess I is pretty lucky that I ain't going to no high-class place.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see it my way, Andy, and I guarantee you, you'll never be embarrassed at Lake Chippewa. From what I hear, the help is crummier than you is. Now, that's what I'm saying. Get on up to my apartment, sir. I guess the gals are taking the money and got the reservations by now. Well, Mama Sapphire, is we all ready for our glorious vacation?
Oh, yes, George. We will pack our bags tonight and be ready to leave first thing in the morning.
Oh, that's fine. What seashore resort is it going to, honey?
Well, son-in-law, you said we never considered you and we were selfish. Well, we decided to do what you wanted. We are going to the mountains.
The mountains, huh?
Yes. Andy dropped by this afternoon, and so does his reservations for 2 weeks at beautiful Lake Chippewa.
Oh, no, no, no.
Be sure to be with us next week at the same time when we will again present radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Till next week, then. Good night. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.